I forget the name of the.
Okay, that's an interesting name. I forgot the name.
Yeah,
of the,
but
the
it's
movie,
it's right? It's not that great of a film, but okay. the songs are terrific.
The song is great, and here's the proof right here.
Like you, she talks like you, says pretty little things just the way you do. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. She pouts like you, doubts like you, always keeps on telling me that I am untrue. So I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you. Time and time I've called her by your name, and our love I never have denied. But she said if I loved her half as much as I loved you, she'd be more than satisfied. Now she sighs like you, she cries like you. May she never tell those little lies like you. As I fell in love with her because she reminds me of you.
And over yonder hill the moon is diamond. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's a dawning so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Time to climb into my saddle
and ride the Navajo Trail.
All right, that by request from Dave and Forest Lake. The Sons of the Pioneers. Can't miss that blend. Beautiful voices there along the Navajo Trail. That dates to 1945, done by many stars. Bing Crosby, The Andrews, Dinah Shore, on and on and on. We continue on here. It's 1241 on this Tuesday afternoon. A beautiful day. We're up to 82 degrees, probably shooting for low 90s today. And we got a hot show going for you right now. We've got Johnny Crawford, the Johnny Crawford, in the studio with us. John, people are loving you like they always do. They remember you from network television back in the 60s, from your top 40 hits, from the Mouseketeer Club, and now the beautiful music that we've been hearing from your recent CD, Sweeping Away the Clouds. And we have a lady, a fan of yours, on the phone right now, who's been web streaming us in Denver, Colorado. Gail, are you there? Good afternoon.
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Gail. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Johnny. Nice to chat with you.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
You bet. I've been a fan since the Mickey Mouse Club days.
Oh, my gosh.
As a girl, I used to sing and dance along with them all. And I do remember that first year when you were on.
Well, and that's terrific. I wish I could remember. If I could just remember something from the 70s, that would be cool.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. But I've you know, been a fan all the way through The Rifleman, and then a year or two ago, I thought, gee, I wonder what ever happened to Johnny Crawford, and went online, and there you were with your music, and I just love the genre. It's it's classic.
It is. You know, if people are going to rediscover it and fall in love with it, because it's just so sweet.
Yeah, it really is. It's wonderful music. And I want to know when you're coming to Denver.
Well, I'll be driving right through Denver. I have to be in Utah in a couple of days, and I'm driving everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So, I have to be in Kanab, Utah for I forget what it's called right now, but it's...
Well, why don't you stop at a Perkins in Denver?
Western Legends.
Yeah, really.
And meet Gail.
Well, I am a Facebook friend, so you can find me on Facebook.
Terrific.
Gail Marcus. But I'd love to see your band. If, you know, we've...
I'd love to see my band, too. They're all spread out right now.
Yeah.
But I'm having a good time promoting my CD. And,
uh-huh.
and trying to get people to discover this wonderful era and the great craftsmanship of the arrangers who arranged. They took a song from Tin Pan Alley and they wrote arrangements, dance arrangements, concert arrangements to make the song popular. Before before radio, they had to do that to get... So people would hear it in venues across the country. In those days, their musicians worked. There were, matter where you lived, if you were a good musician, you could sight read arrangements. You worked and you were, the musicians union was very strong. Not like today.
Yeah. Gail, so good of you to call. Thank you so much.
You bet. I'll be watching for your putting on a show here in Denver.
Well, I hope that happens soon.
I hope so, too. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Gail. Thank you so much for listening to or streaming us. That's wonderful. Gail in Denver. My goodness, we're hearing from all over the place today. This is wonderful. Such is the attraction and the regard and the respect and the love for you, Johnny Crawford. It's all over the place.
And Facebook works.
It does work, indeed. So does the airwaves. Our transmitter's on today, too, as you can tell. People are out there. What do you mean, is that all right?
Yes.
We're going to take a break here, Tom, right? We'll be back with more Johnny Crawford. We'll have him reminisce, talk about what he's doing today, hear more tracks from his CD, and lots more music of your choosing, too. It's 1245. This is Club 1220, KLBB. All request and dedication sensation.
Divorce isn't the end, it's the beginning. I'm Christine Clifford of Divorcing Divas. Thinking about divorce, getting divorced, or already divorced? Attend our 5th annual Happily Ever After Conference, Saturday, October 26th at the Marriott West in St. Louis Park. The $75 admission fee includes 2 meals, 2 keynotes, and your choice of 4 breakout sessions. RSVP at 612-720-4974 or visit divorcingdivas.com. Happily Ever after all.
Are you happy with your current Medicare health plan? Or have your premiums increased and your benefits decreased over the past year? Or maybe you're losing your current coverage and need a replacement plan? Robert Hall can help you select a plan that fits your needs and your budget. As an authorized Medica agent, Robert Hall has detailed, easy-to-understand information to share with you about Medica's many plan options. Plans with important features like a large provider network, low to no co-pays, a history of stable and competitively priced premiums, and Part D prescription drug coverage.
Call me today at 651-238-5564 to discuss your options or arrange a no-obligation meeting. That's at 651-238-5564.
Medica is a registered service mark of Medica Health Plans. Medica refers to the family of health plan businesses that includes Medica Health Plans, Medica Health Plans of Wisconsin, Medica Insurance Company, Medica Self-Insured, and Medica Health Management, LLC. You can call Medica Customer Service at 800-906-5432 between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 days a week.
I'm Karen Falloon, and I was a meteorologist here in the Twin Cities for many years, and I'm in the club. Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live.
1 hour of your requests and dedications. Every day from noon till 1 with Stan Turner. Call the request lines now at 651-275-1220 or 1-877-646-1220. Club 1220 KLBB is where your music and memories live.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. They're just a memory among my souvenirs.
Oh,
Rosetta Rosa Maria Franco Nero.
I love her.
Connie Francis is the gal we know her by, right? That's the
name. Yeah.
Isn't that lovely? I do believe a relative of yours published that song. He came back and, let's see, it dates to 1927, Johnny Crawford.
My grandfather, Bobby Crawford, was president of De Silver Brown and Henderson and Crawford Music. And he published, that's one of the songs that he published. He published a number of them.
Yep.
And he knew all the songwriters in Tin Pan Alley.
Well, very good. There's a connection. Isn't that amazing? That song, as I said, dates to 27. Of course, Connie Francis did it in the early 1960s. A big hit. Wasn't she a wonderful singer?
Oh.
She did so many, many fine songs.
Yeah, and nobody else sounded like her.
No, absolutely not. She was from New Jersey and just delighted us with her wonderful sounds and great meaning in those songs she sang, too. We have been talking to people all over the country. Our special guest today, talking to Johnny Crawford. Yes, the man who was on The Rifleman. He co-starred there for 5 years, was an original member of the Mouseketeers, has been on stage, screen, television ever since in the recording booth, most lately doing a wonderful CD, Orchestral Johnny Crawford Dance Orchestra, recorded live. The name of the CD, Sweeping the Clouds Away. But just a few decades before, you had at least, I think, 5 hits on the top 40, John, and already today we've had requests for one particular one, which is one of my favorites, too. Tell us about a little backstory on Cindy's birthday before we hear it.
Well, Cindy's birthday was the arrangement is really what makes it so terrific. And the arranger was Hal Hooven. And his son, Jeff, wrote the song with somebody else. And I can't think of that name.
That's
but
right.
But Hal Hooven, I didn't know it at the time, but since then, I found out that he was a very popular recording artist as a saxophone and clarinet player in the 1920s. He was with several very popular bands. Okay. So he was the arranger of this wonderful.
How old were you when you recorded the song we're going to hear you sing?
I was 16.
16.
Maybe still 15 when we recorded it. Yeah. This came out in 62.
This is a pretty sophisticated arrangement, too. You listen to this. Here's Johnny.
Listen for the timpani drum.
All right. Here
right
you
at
go.
The top.
Let's hear it. Guest today, Johnny Crawford. That song from 1962. And Cynthia, we talked with her in Hudson, Wisconsin. She's known as Cindy. That's for you too, Cindy, today, even though it's not your birthday. It is in our hearts. Johnny Crawford, you're what? 14, 15, 16 years old when he recorded
16.
That. Oh, what a wonderful. The orchestration is dynamite. I love it.
I was driving my 1958 Chevrolet, black Chevrolet Impala.
Yeah.
While I was singing that.
While you were singing that. Hey, Tom Shu, our wonderful producer here. Tom, do you have a Facebook question for Johnny?
I do. We have a question from Debbie, who I'm pretty sure is in Ohio. She would like to ask you, what was your favorite episode of The Rifleman? Hers was the Wyoming story.
Oh.
She says she still cries at the end, mm-hmm. the way you and Chuck ran towards each other. You can feel the love between you two. And lastly, are you planning a concert in Ohio?
Yes, I am, but I don't know where that's going to be yet.
Oh, but it's going to happen anyway.
Oh,
she'll be happy.
At some point, I hope soon. I wish I could go right there, right after we leave here, but I have to drive. So things could be closer. My next event is in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, that's a little drive.
Yeah, and then I have to be back here in Chicago on the 7th.
Johnny Crawford, will you come back here from town? Now that you have property up
in
Minnesota.
Oh, I would love to.
We want to make you a regular. You're such a wonderful guy.
Oh, terrific.
I knew that about you. Bob DeFloris, our good friend here, who's our mutual friend. Bob DeFloris is on my Saturday show a lot. He is Mr. Movies. He is a film archivist. You know him.
Uh-huh.
About him.
Yeah,
he's a friend of yours. And I have Bob on regularly. And thanks to Bob, you're here today. So, Bob, thank you so much for doing that for us.
I would love to be a regular because I'm a member of AFTRA.
Right. And we're not going to pay a darn cent to Johnny. How do you like that, huh?
Oh, terrific.
Why should you make more than any of us will make? By the way, I think we've got calls, people listening, streaming on our web stream from New York and other states as well. We'll get to those in hour number two. So, and we're going to be listening to some more tracks from your wonderful CD.
Thanks.
Johnny Crawford Dance Orchestra, recorded live, and this was in L.A. You recorded in an old ballroom, didn't you, there?
In the Biltmore Hotel, the Gold Room at the Biltmore Hotel. Yeah.
Live
it was built in 1923.
From the Gold Room, built in 19 what? 23?
23.
It's still got those great acoustics.
Yep.
And the name of Johnny's CD, you want to get this, we're going to play some more tracks from it, is Sweeping the Clouds Away. On the backside, a wonderful, fetching photograph of one of my favorite stars of all time, Jean Harlow, the Platinum Bombshell.
And she's also on the disc itself.
Yeah, she belongs there.
I'm going to jump in here real quick. We have a call real fast from Sir Arthur in Mississippi.
Sir Arthur in Mississippi, Johnny Crawford's listening to you. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Crawford. This is Art Patrick. I met you at the Memphis Film Festival and bought your CD from you. And we talked a little bit about the songs that you've done on there. And I just wanted to suggest that on your next album...
Yeah.
There's one song that I think would be perfect for you, and it's Dance With Me. You know the one Fred Astaire does, you know? Change Partners and Dance With Me.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be a great
song. I love that song. I love that, and I often do it. It's got a wonderful orchestration. It sounds very much like the film orchestration.
Okay. I think that would be a perfect title for your album, you know?
I agree.
I hear an echo here, but... Well, thank you, sir, for calling.
We'll see you next year at the film festival, Michael.
Thank you.
Right, thank you. He's calling from Memphis, is that right? Is that it, Memphis?
From Mississippi,
okay. You mentioned Memphis.
There was a lot going on there.
There is a lot, yeah. A little bit of a slapback echo there.
I think he listens to more than one show at a time.
Well, you know, some people can do that, John, especially when you're on the air. We want to listen to you a lot. So we're running out of time at hour number one. We've got a full hour with Johnny Crawford yet to come. So tell your friends and neighbors, and we're going to hear some more tracks from his CD, those great arrangements from the 20s and 30s. John, what are we going to hear?
Well, let's see.
I've never heard of that song, but
well, here's another song that my grandfather published. I Found a Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, that's a great song. Great song. We'll be hearing that and some more tracks, plus some of the other music that you have called and you want to hear, too. But we're going to be doing a lot of reminiscing and chatting with good buddy here, Johnny Crawford. So stay with us. We'll be back. This is the KLBB All Request and Dedication Lunch Hour number one, just about history. Hour two coming up right after the news. 82 degrees in the Twin Cities. Stan Turner with you, Tom Shue there. We'll catch you right after the news. I just love hearing that weather lady, Megan. She can say 84 with such finesse. Doesn't she, Tom?
I would say pizzazz.
Pizzazz, yeah. And feeling and... Oh, 84 never sounds...
Youthfulness.
Sound. Right, that's right. Youthfulness. Like Johnny Crawford thought maybe she's 10 or 11 years old. Maybe 12, but she sounds wonderful and does a great job.
Yeah.
She told us it's 84 degrees, and when Megan says it, I believe it. We're heading to 92 sultry, humid, prickly heat degrees here in the Twin Cities area. The State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together opens Thursday, day after tomorrow. It'll be a crush of people having a great, great time. The weather should, the temperature should drop back into the 80s.
And I'll be in Utah. Who arranged this tour?
Johnny Crawford, I just, unbeknownst to you, canceled your arrangement. You're staying here. You're going to be with us all week, I wish. Johnny Crawford is our guest today, all the way through here till 2 o'clock today. Johnny Crawford, you know who he is, and so does America, and so does the world. We are having calls from listeners all over, Tom.
I got a couple of things here fast, okay. If you don't mind answering for them.
Right.
Actually, this was an email that came in. Please tell Johnny that the Rifleman will return to AMC TV this Saturday. They said they were flooded with calls. We won. So,
great.
Nice.
No problem. And we have another one from the last caller. He was wondering if today we could play When Your Lover Has Gone, and if you could comment about how the composition, how the arrangement was done, because it's really impressive.
It's a wonderful arrangement. Okay. Yeah.
We'll do that. We're highlighting Johnny's recent CD, his latest, the Johnny Crawford Dance Orchestra Live, Sweeping the Clouds Away is the name of it. Johnny Crawford and the great vintage sound of those vintage arrangements from the 20s and 30s. We'll get to Johnny and some of his music first. We do have a request we wanted to take care of here from Sue and Larry, a great classic from a great group, the Platters, back in the late 1950s, the soaring tenor of Tony Williams. You know this song, beautiful one, Twilight Time.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple-colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. Like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together.